Today we're going to be discussing Project Icebreaker, and this is a really huge subject. You're going to really enjoy this. Before I get going, I would encourage you to, if you want to see more in-depth on this subject, I would encourage you to go to Rumble and go to the Stu Peters Network. And Rigged Against You is on the Stu Peters Network with a video podcast program. This Saturday, we are actually going to have it posted where Project Icebreaker is the program airing this Saturday on the Stu Peters Network. If you have not gone to Rumble, if you're not part of Rumble, I highly, highly encourage you subscribe or just download the app. Go to Rumble frequently. That is where the free speech right now is allowed. The Stu Peters Network is a pretty on fire group of people. We've been blessed to be a part of that network, and Rigged Against You video is on that network. So I encourage you to go there this Saturday and check it out, or when you can, because the podcast today that we're going to talk about with Project Icebreaker goes into a little more detail in the video. And I think you'll really like to see it because you'll actually see video from the BIS, which is the Bank of International Settlements, in their own words, what they're trying to do. And then next week, this is an unbelievable timing. Next week, you're not going to want to miss this podcast, because what we're talking about in Icebreaker just had a major revelation and a major event take place. And next week, we're going to talk about it. I can't believe how quick this is moving, but this is a really big deal. So let me get into this, because Project Icebreaker really is what we would call the end game. Icebreaker is SWIFT. So for those not familiar with SWIFT, it is the interbank money transfer system. The United States controls the financial system worldwide because we controlled the SWIFT. And it was a way that a bank in America could pay, let's say, a bank in Japan, business or any type of exchange of currency. The SWIFT allowed the systems or the countries to exchange their currencies and pay one another. And the United States controls SWIFT to the point where they use SWIFT as blackmail. They use it as extortion. They just do. There was a French bank a few years ago that was doing business with Iran. And at the time, that was against the sanctions. And so the Obama administration fined that French bank $5 billion. And if they didn't pay up, they were going to be cut off of the SWIFT. If you don't have yourself in the SWIFT, then you might as well give it up, because you can no longer do business outside your country. So it was a very powerful tool that United States had, because we were, and I mean were, the reserve currency in a unipolar world. Ever since the war with Russia, we've ruined that. It is now a multipolar world dominated by, well, as the BRICS are going to be developing, commodity-backed currencies and Russia and China gold-backed currencies. But the SWIFT was it. It was the way people transferred money, but it wasn't 24/7. There were some things that you're going to understand here, that here's the pitch anyway that the BIS is giving us. But the Icebreaker hub that comes from the Bank of International Settlements. Now, this is a big deal, because the BIS is the Bank of International Settlements. They house themselves in Switzerland. They are under no laws of any nation in the world, and they have their own police force. It would be considered the central bank of central banks. They are the ones calling the shots. They are the ones coordinating the global central banks. Those are the ones in the mahogany room, okay, if you know what I mean. They are the global Luciferian power elite. They're probably the darkest elements of the financial system. And the BIS is looking to run the show. Wait until next week when you hear this. But the Icebreaker hub comes from the BIS. They're introducing it. And that's why I encourage you to go to Rumble, Stu Peters Network, and look up Rigged Against You this Saturday, because you're going to want to see those videos attached to this subject of Project Icebreaker. But what's interesting about the SWIFT, and now what Icebreaker is, but SWIFT is that the United States used it to control people. And the Russians and the Chinese kind of got wind of this years ago. Russia had developed their own form of a SWIFT. And so they have the ability to do financial transactions. Honestly, it's a big part of why I think, you know, there's many reasons, but one of the reasons why the United States is going to war with Russia using Ukraine as the proxy. Same thing that Iraq and Libya did. They tried to develop or actually sell oil with other currencies. And of course, that violated the petrodollar, and the petrodollar is what made America what it is today. Of course, that's blown up, and the Saudis told us that in Davos. Petrodollar is now gone. I think the United States has been making calculated, horrific errors. I think the whole thing with Russia was a very bad move, backfiring tremendously. And now we have a multipolar world. The U.S. dollar is no longer dominant. Even our allies like France and in India and Malaysia, all sorts of countries coming out saying the dollar is really no longer relevant. That's huge. So France and Russia, Russia and China and others had already developed a form of SWIFT. So they had the ability to transfer money back and forth to each other without using the U.S. SWIFT, which is a big deal, because if countries are starting to do financial transactions without SWIFT, then the U.S. has no leverage over them. Now that we're losing our reserve status, we're not going to have leverage anyway. This is a really big deal, because without the reserve currency, what leverage do we have to put sanctions on somebody? You see, the bully in the classroom is getting ready to get smoked, and it's going to have tremendous impact on we the people as far as our inflation and our future, because you're going to see coming soon how the supply chain changes, how countries start treating America changes. We did have a great military. I don't know what the way they're going woke, if they're going to be as good anymore, but this is a really huge deal. So they get into talking about in the video that comes, it was produced by the BIS. They talk about problems in countries like the United States, where we have payment systems like Venmo or Apple Pay, but yet we can't really use that outside the country. And because sometimes there's different legislation, different laws, the timing differently. So we can't use payment systems like that to pay people outside the country. Now, not that I think we need to, right? Like who is sitting in your house in Illinois needs to pay somebody in China. You know what I mean? Like that doesn't happen, but that's the introduction of why Icebreaker Hub from the BIS is important, because they say we can digitize this using central bank digital currencies coming through the Icebreaker Hub. So central bank digital currencies will come through the Icebreaker Hub, and people can pay and start doing financial transactions with each other all over the world using their own nation's central bank digital currency. So you're seeing this push, obviously, for each nation to have their own central bank digital currency. We're seeing it here in the United States. I'm not so sure they're going to get away with it here. We still have too many guns, and it's definitely a loss of freedom. Most of us have heard the central bank digital currency already. It is a programmable money. It is a blockchain-based money from a digital point of view. And the way they want to do it, it will be digital money. And if you remember, for those that don't, let me explain that Obama. I think Obama's calling all the shots right now anyway with Valerie Jarrett. It's definitely not Biden. But Biden made a nominee. I forget her name, but she truly was from the school of Lenin. She was a true communist. Her papers got her disqualified. But Biden put her up as the currency comptroller. Control of currency, which means she would have been the boss of all the U.S. banking policy and banks in the United States. And one of the main things they were trying to do when Biden first got in is they wanted all the banks to report any transaction over $600 directly to the IRS and to the Federal Reserve. Think about that. Now, thank God for right now that failed. Because number one, logistically, and two, the banks were like, no way. And three, if the people really knew that was happening, you would absolutely flip out because who needs that? That is such an intrusion of privacy. But they tried and thankfully it failed. Her papers disqualified her. Thank God some senators woke up and realized this lady's too extreme. Get her out of here. It didn't work. But the idea is to develop a central bank digital currency. If we allow our country to do that, we absolutely must say no to a digital dollar. Don't use a digital dollar or you absolutely are guilty and you will become the enemy because you're using it. It's just not, don't do it. Because if we don't accept it, we don't allow them to do it, we the people can take over and say, no, we want our currency. If they gain full control of a digital dollar, it would become programmable. Meaning, you talk about censorship. You want to talk about the, oh my gosh, think about what they would do if you are non-compliant, if you are not doing what they tell you to do. Think about it for a minute. It'll get to a point where they will monitor every single transaction. So let's say you're eating too much red meat. And they'll know because every transaction is calculated. It's going directly to the IRS, going directly to the Federal Reserve. And they go, it's going into a database and they can say, hey, John Doe, you're eating too much red meat. You're contributing too much to climate crisis, which is total bullcrap. But the, you know, cow farts, right? You got to be kidding me. Let's not talk about volcanoes. This whole climate thing is one big BS line. It's just not true. Obviously, we have certain issues, but for 40, 50 years, they've been screaming about global warming, and every time they're wrong. It is not about the climate. It is everything to do to bring us to our knees, to put us in a slave state so they can control every move we're doing. And this is a great example, but programmable money from the CBDC currency, they can say, you know what? You're eating too much red meat. You're contributing to a global climate problem. You either stop eating meat or we'll shut your money off. Or worse yet, your health insurance company calls you up. Yeah, you're eating too much red meat. You're contributing to global, you know, climate crisis. We're going to cancel your policy. This is an example of programmable money. Let's say you're not in line with the politics, which obviously we would not, right? The left is completely lunatic, fascist, commie, socialist, Marxist, not a happening, right? And you even got the rhinos on the Republican side joining to some extent. But there's no way America is going for that without major trouble. So there's going to be a lot of dissension, right? But if you were one of those and you were not going along with the political agenda, they could even turn your money off. Let's say they say, okay, you can travel 25 miles from your house because you're a bad boy or girl. And if you go beyond that, your money will turn off because it's digital and it's controlled on your cell phone. So they know exactly where you're going. You see how this goes? This is programmable money. Think about during the pandemic. Think about all the lies and the misinformation that the government put out. And then they attacked and censored and went after everyone that objected. And they said, oh, you're misinformation. And it turned out most of the conspiracy theories were correct. This was a lie. It was a biological weapon. They are criminals. But they did get away with the pandemic. But if they were able to control the digital money, they could pull something like that off again and basically say, if you don't comply, lock down this. If you don't get your vaccine, we're turning your money off. And if you don't believe it, look at China. And if you don't believe it, look at our brothers and sisters to the north in Canada. When the truckers were protesting the vaccine mandate, the government is so commie up there, but the government went into their bank accounts and took their money and forced the insurance companies to cancel the policies of these truckers. So if you don't think they're going to do something like that, you're kidding yourself. It's this close. So that's what the CBDC is. And there are countries around the world that are already putting some of this into practice, and they're trying to kind of figure out the bugs. And Project Icebreaker is going to be the central hub of all of these central bank digital currencies. And it's going to get deeper. Wait until you hear the end of this podcast, because I'm going to tell you what they're not telling you. But the Lagarde over in Europe actually got caught on a hot mic. I think she's the president of the EU right now. She got caught on a hot mic where she said the central bank digital currency in Europe was specifically designed to be used to control people. And then she said, well, we do have a mechanism where $300 or $400 can be spent and we won't have any control over that. And that frightened her. What would you be worried about for $300-$400, Lagarde? Right? Think about this. They want to control everything you do. Now, I think this is more nefarious. I think it's really depopulation that they're looking for down the road. But then at the end of the day, they want to control everything you do. And if you don't take a vaccine non-compliant, you can't go to the store. You can see where the slippery slope goes. So the CBDC blockchain from every country would then run through the Icebreaker hub through the BIS, the Bank of International Settlement. And they would use their nation's currencies to do it. And then they would use a bridge currency. So let's say Iran was trying to buy something from Canada, but one of the currencies is getting all messed up. They're having problems. They would maybe say, okay, I tell you what, we'll go get a Swedish krona or something and swap them out. And all this will happen digitally, instantaneously. So they're developing the story. Well, here's how we can do it. And then it moves on. It kind of evolves, because then they start explaining how the CBDC national currency can use Icebreaker, no longer would need SWIFT. But then they go on a little bit more. It's kind of what they're not telling you. You could see it and wait until next week. Oh, my gosh. The BIS then comes out and starts talking about, well, what happens? Now, remember, mind you, the BIS will control all financial transactions. And if you notice what's missing here, it's the U.S. dollar being dominant. The Bank of International Settlements, they're under no country's laws, and they have their own police force. So who's going to tell them what to do? And if they're running all the currency around the world, what's to keep them from making demands? If you want to use our system, you have to do A or have to do B. What if the BIS came out and said, well, if you're not being ESG, environmental or socially governed bullcrap, or if you didn't get your vaccines as a company or mandate it, then you're not allowed to use the money. Do you see where the slippery slope of that goes, right? So the BIS can start laying out these demands. Well, that's the BIS in control, because who's in control of the BIS? Remember, they're the central bank of all the central banks. So the BIS tells our Federal Reserve what to do. Who are these guys or girls in the mahogany room in that building, right? These are the Luciferians of Luciferians. I'm telling you, the darkest of dark in the financial system. But then it evolves a little bit more. Think about this for a second. Well, you know, we're having problems with some countries, or like we have a sanctions on Russia and there's these issues, and maybe instead of having central bank digital currencies for every country, why don't we just have, let's say, BIS will create its own central bank digital currency, or the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, will create its own central bank digital currency. This will solve all the currency problems, because the IMF can just use like an SDR unit. No need for national central bank digital currencies anymore. Everybody will just use the one currency. Does that sound familiar to all of us? That's the one world order. That's full tyranny. Once they get that done, Icebreaker becomes the sole central bank digital currency hub for the whole world, which would be known as the one world order control. That is the end game. So the central bank digital currency blockchain in the crypto world concept is just the first step. Now, many people say, well, you know, this will happen in baby steps. It'll take some time. Yeah, that's what they said about the dollar collapsing, the dollar losing its value. Look at where we're at now. The countries are walking away from the dollar left and right. It's just a matter of time before the dollar values crash. That's why I'd have gold and silver. But there's a big problem with this. And they do call it the, I think it's the Fed Pay or Fed Now, where they are starting kind of some pilot programs for financial institutions to use the CBDC that the government's trying to create. They can't mandate it for we the people, because that would have to come from Congress. Although I am more than convinced that if Democrats were in control, they absolutely would do that. Democrats are communists now. They absolutely would enslave you. And if you're a Democrat or you vote Democrat, you better wake up, because time's up. This isn't the old Blue Dog Democrat Party anymore. These are communists. And if you're a communist, I don't know. The army taught me there's no good communist, but a dead communist. I thought that was kind of interesting, because now we got them running our country. So we got kind of a problem here of how we're going to resolve this, except we, the people, maybe just wake up and just say no. That's all we have to do. Don't use it. Say no and start standing up. So until next week, God bless each and every one of you. Again, go to Rumble, go to Stu Peters Network, look up Rigged Against You, and watch that program for Icebreaker. I think you'll find it very interesting. Until next week, talk to you soon.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.